Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. A sheriff's deputy investigating a shooting incident in Orleans in July spotted the suspect, 22-year-old Orleans resident Richard Von Myers, leaving a store in Wichpeck. The deputy arrested Myers and he was booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge stemming from the July incident. The sheriff's office reports the 33-year-old male suffered a minor wound from shotgun pellets after Myers allegedly fired at the man. The victim and his girlfriend had heard Myers and another man arguing near their residence on the night of July 8th and inquired as to what was going on. Myers and the other man then exchanged words with the victims and left the area. Myers allegedly returned to the residence later and fired a shotgun. The male victim retrieved his rifle to defend himself and Myers then allegedly fired another shell, wounding the man. The sheriff's office is investigating a robbery that took place on Monday evening at the Patriot gas station on Highway 299 in Willow Creek. The clerk reported that a man entered the store and demanded the clerk put the money from the cash register into a bag, and the clerk complied. The clerk also said the suspect acted in a manner that implied he had a gun in his pocket, although the clerk never saw a weapon. The suspect fled on foot and is described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, with light blonde hair and weighing about 200 pounds. He was also wearing a green jacket and blue gloves. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department received a $96,600 grant today from the California Office of Traffic Safety that will help fund the city's traffic enforcement efforts. The grant will fund a year-long program designed to prevent death and injuries on the road through enforcement and public awareness. The money will go towards DUI saturation patrols, motorcycle safety enforcement, distracted driving enforcement, and more. Officers in Eureka have arrested 205 people for impaired driving so far this year. The Board of Supervisors has canceled its scheduled meeting on November 4th regarding the general plan update. Board Chairman Ryan Sundberg canceled the meeting as he determined it would not be productive. The next scheduled GPU meeting is on December 2nd. The City of Fortuna wants to remind residents that winter billing for water usage begins on November 1st. The new billing periods measure actual water usage and ratepayers may notice the change when they get their next water bill. The winter billing period runs through April. Water rates from April through October are determined on the past winter's usage due to irrigation usage in the area during those months. For more information, contact Fortuna City Hall. The sheriff's office received a call on Sunday regarding a fight at the Mateel Community Center in Redway involving a knife. Deputies arrived on scene and spoke with the 23-year-old male victim, who explained that the suspect, 23-year-old Redway resident Zachary Harrison, was harassing him and his friends. When the victim confronted Harrison, he pulled out a 4-inch-long knife and held it at the victim's stomach. They became separated but began arguing again an hour later and security asked them to leave. As the victim was leaving the event, Harrison struck him in the face with an object, possibly a bottle. The victim received stitches from the injury. While deputies interviewed witnesses at the scene, they identified Harrison as the suspect and he attempted to flee on foot. Deputies caught and arrested him for assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon, and public intoxication. He was booked into county jail and later posted bail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two traffic collisions on Highway 36 over the weekend, including a fatal, highlight the dangers of driving on highways in Humboldt County. Highway 36 is especially dangerous due to its sharp curves, and motorists do not always obey the speed limits. Captain Adam Yeager, commander of the Humboldt Area CHP, pointed out that technology like GPS systems can also lead to accidents.
So we've had some issues with GPS now because they'll GPS it and think that's the way to go, and we've had some big rigs that are on there that are too long and big and get in those sharp curves, have gotten stuck in between the curves, and we've had a couple of instances of that.
Yeager went on to describe the difficulties of traffic enforcement along Highway 36.
And it's a very hard road to enforce. We put officers out there and try to slow people down and get them working the radar, and we're using an airplane out there to keep an eye on people that are driving over the double yellow lines, and that's been helpful, but it's a hard road to patrol.
The best way to ensure safety along the highways is to drive at safe speeds and only while sober. And the National Weather Service reports that cold temperatures and patchy frost are anticipated for Wednesday morning. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.